You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, September 25th, 7:30 a.m. South Shore, Cascade Lake, Moran State Park, Orcas Island. Last night, my sleep was interrupted at around midnight by the pounding splatter of heavy raindrops against the tent fly, along with surges of a wave-like hissing roar as powerful winds filtered through the needles of surrounding cedar, hemlock, spruce, and fir. The agitated surface of the lake, a few feet from where I lay, slapped violently against the rocky shoreline. A flash of light, powerful enough to be visible through closed eyelids, closely followed by a percussive explosion, startled me into consciousness before the heavy patter of raindrops lulled me back to sleep. The abrupt change in weather came without much warning. At sunset, the sky was cloudless and serene. A few hours before that, I was paddling around the margins of the lake as a variety of colorful dragonflies buzzed across the surface in the warm glare of a beautiful early autumn afternoon. This morning, the rains have subsided, but the sky is a roiling montage of intimidating slate-gray clouds. As I look out over the lake, a disturbance about 50 yards from shore captures my attention. The commotion soon resolves into three northern river otters diving and feeding together in the dim light of the new dawn. Three seal-like faces disappear beneath the water as their sleek bodies roll into a synchronous dive. They resurface at nearly the same time, noisily crunching down their newly captured prey between formidable jaws. The lake bottom and shoreline are littered with brown snails the size of ping-pong balls. The lake has been infected by invasive Chinese mystery snails. This species is eaten extensively throughout China and was imported and sold in markets in San Francisco as early as the 1880s. The snail's overwhelming presence has seriously altered the ecology of this lake, but life on Orcas Island has been changing dynamically for centuries. In 2003, workers digging a trench in a bog near here uncovered the skeleton of an extinct giant bison. Its skull and lower leg bones were buried together, and all of them bore conspicuous marks from butchering with stone tools. Archaeologists became even more excited when the skeleton was carbon dated to be 14,000 years old, pushing back evidence of human occupation on our continent by nearly 1,000 years. As the ice retreated at the end of the last glacial period, this area of the Puget Sound saw dramatic changes in sea level and in the presence of flora and fauna as islands temporarily reconnected to the mainland. Island life today is a product of the conflicts caused by these recurring invasions and isolation. 30 feet overhead, on the bare lower branch of a Douglas fir, a kingfisher impassively watches the otters feed. She silently falls from her perch, hesitating in the air with a quick, breaking flutter before taking deadly aim and plunging into the water. She emerges with a silvery fish wriggling in her tapered beak. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.